M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Come right in. Do have a seat, won't you? There. You are comfortable, I trust? Well, good. I am Chet Cheddar, the morgue attendant here. I'm so glad you dropped in. I have quite a story to tell you today. It is about a man from Biloxi named Elmer Corn. Yes, I have quite a few stories about this man. Yeah. Now, let's see. It was late February on a Tuesday, and Mr. Corn was enjoying a week's vacation from his work of manure hauling. If I remember correctly, it was around 11:30 a.m., and Mr. Corn was sleeping in late, a rare privilege for a man who usually awakens at 5:30.
Dadgummit. Okay, I'm awake. Okay, keep your britches on. I'm coming. Hello?
Elmer!
Oh, howdy, Miss Maddox. How's your lower back?
You gotta talk about my lower back, Elmer. You
gotta save
me, Elmer.
Oh, what's wrong? You out of toilet paper again?
Rats, Elmer. Rats the size of small cats, Elmer.
Save
me.
Wow.
Elmer.
Rats the size of small cats, you say?
Yes, Elmer.
What? Now, Miss Maddox, you ain't been fooling around in them mushrooms in your backyard, have you? Okay, now
you just settle down.
Okay, I'll be right over, Miss Maddox. Miss Maddox. Dadgum. I better hurry.
Come on, Bessie. Let's start now. Come on now. Get going, you ornery devil. Come on.
I'm here, Miss Maddox. Miss Maddox, you okay?
Look at him, Elmer. Look at him.
Angel of mercy.
Oh, they're all over the place. They're eating the furniture, Elmer.
Yeah.
Save me. Save
Good
me,
Lord,
Elmer.
Save me. I'm sorry I ever doubted you, Miss Maddox.
Don't be sorry. Just save 30 me,
30 or
Elmer.
40 of them things.
Oh.
Big, too.
Oh.
My God. Look at that one out there. That's the size of a chihuahua or something.
Oh, Elmer.
Good
hey.
Lord.
The chair. They just ate it all, and I'm standing on this table now.
Huh.
Oh, Elmer.
Never heard of a rat doing something like that. Well, you just stay up on that countertop, Miss Maddox. They can't get to you there.
Yes,
I'll make sure of it.
Okay, Elmer. Okay.
Boy, look at him. Got warts and boils all over him. Look at the claws on him.
Like
a mole.
The claws, my furniture.
Say, listen, Miss Maddox.
Yeah.
Did you try Sick and Fluffy on him?
No, I didn't try that.
Yes'm.
He's in the other room.
Oh, okay.
Room,
all right. Here, Fluffy.
Oh.
Here, Fluffy, old boy.
Fluffy.
Come here, Fluffy.
Fluffy, stick the rat. Stick the rat.
Fluffy, stick him. I think he sees the rats, Miss Maddox.
Oh, sure.
Atta boy, Fluffy. You get them rats. There you go. Hey. Atta boy, Fluffy. Tear them rats from limb to limb. Yeah. Wait a minute. Whoa! Jiminy. Them rats pitched that cat through a window.
Oh, Elmer.
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Miss Maddie. Fluffy was a cute little kitty, too. It's a pity to go that way.
That was my
I'm going to get even for that, though. You just watch me.
Oh, good,
you got a hunk of cheese in the icebox?
Yeah, Elmer. Help yourself.
Well, good. I got a can full of gasoline in the back of my truck.
Okay. All right. Come on, now. Y'all want this hunk of cheese?
Well, y'all going to have to come outside to get it. You the least carrying a little dirt bag.
You said it, Elmer.
All right. Here you go. Chow down.
Wow.
I'll tell you something, Miss Maddox. Them there are some versatile rats that can throw a cat through a window.
They sure
Let's
are.
Just see how versatile they are when the heat's poured on them.
Oh.
Yeah. It's awesome if there's a gasoline.
Gasoline.
Okay, Miss Maddox, stand back now.
Yes, sir.
I'm fixing to torch this vermin. This here's for Fluffy.
Yeah. Cook, you ugly little devil.
Wonderful, Elmer. Wonderful.
I barbecued them, Miss Maddox. They won't be bugging you no more.
That's terrific, Elmer. No more rats.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I'm just sorry about Fluffy.
Oh, darn it. Don't mention it. Goodness.
Well, I tell you what, Miss Maddox. We'll have a memorial service late this evening, okay?
Oh, Elmer, that'd be great. Just dandy.
What was that? This house down the road, it just blowed up.
It sure did, Elmer.
I'll see you in a little while, Miss Maddox. I gotta go check this out.
All right,
Sonny. Now, things are certainly happening quickly, aren't they? One thing's for sure, this is certainly no boring vacation for Mr. Corn.
Cecil, what in the world happened? You okay?
Yeah. Elmer, my house just blew up.
I know. I saw it from Miss Maddox's house. Good Lord, what in the world happened, Cecil?
I don't know. I was just out repairing my motorcycle.
Pardon me, fellas.
And all of a sudden, boom.
Good Lord,
pardon
it was
me.
An explosion like I've never seen.
Pardon me. I'm Lester Taylor. I'm the fire chief.
Howdy.
I've just been inspecting underneath your house here, and
yep.
I found this severed gas line.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at that, baby. Whoa.
Huh.
Looks like it's been chewed in, too.
Sure does.
But then again, that's pretty impossible.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Ferris, we're going to salvage what we can.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That's a tough break, Cecil. I'm really sorry. I don't know how to tell you.
Well, I need to call my insurance man, Elmer. Will you take me to your house?
Oh, sure thing, Cecil. Sure thing.
All right.
It's a terrible thing to witness, your house burning down and everything. And we can just get you away from all this. Come on over.
Thank you, Elmer.
All right.
Made it, Elmer.
Well, here we are, Cecil.
Yeah.
You're welcome to stay here as long as you need to. I'm going to go in the front yard and get the paper, all right? Just hold on a sec.
I'll be using your phone, Elmer.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Oh, that paper's way out there. Boy, that paper boy's got a pitching arm. Okay. Well, I wonder if there's going to be any good news to read today. What the? Hey, that gumbut, the ground's shaking it. What the hell? Hey, the ground's pulling me up. Ah, good Lord. Cecil, help me up. Ah, I'm slipping in the earth. Good Lord. I'm falling. Dadgum, what'd I fall into? Looks like a tunnel. I mean, the ground just opened up from under my feet, and I just... Say so!
Yeah!
Say so, come here!
What are you doing in that hole, Elmer? Huh?
Oh, not much, just contemplating the universe.
How'd you get down there, Elmer?
I don't know, the ground just opened up, and I fell into this thing. Reach in the back of my truck and get a rope, okay?
Okay.
In my toolbox.
I'll get
Throw it down here.
All right.
Huh. Sounds like this tunnel goes far. Can't see much. The light don't reach very far. Uh-oh. Oh, my good Lord. Rats. Sounds like thousands of them. Oh,
Cecil!
Yeah, what?
Hurry up with that rope!
I'm getting it. Hold your horses, Elmer.
There's rats coming after me, Cecil.
All right.
Thousands.
Elmer, say, look.
Hurry up.
Here it comes, Elmer.
Okay.
Here it goes.
All right, I got it. All right, I'm tying it around my waist.
Oh, my God.
All right, hurry, Cecil. Pull me up.
You're too heavy, Elmer. I can't pull you.
What do you mean you can't, Cecil?
I'm too weak. I just got stuck.
Why, you malnourished idiot. Put some muscle into it. Get off my leg, you filth. Get off. Dadgummit. They're eating me alive, Cecil. Tie to the back of my trailer here, you fool. Pull me out of this thing with the truck. Hurry.
I'll do it, Elmer. Hold your horse. Oh, my good Lord. Get off. Get off.
Hey, it's working. It's working, Cecil. That's it, boy. Put the gas on it. It's working.
Dadgummit. Oh, boy.
Elmer.
Hey.
Elmer.
Hey, thank you, Cecil. You saved my life, boy.
Yeah.
There was a sea of rats down there.
Wow.
Just a sea of them.
Uh-huh.
Big ones, too. Big as dogs, I swear.
Yeah.
I'm real sorry about calling you a malnourished idiot and all that. I thought I was about to become rodent fodder. You understand?
Well, listen, Elmer, we're pals, all right?
Well, thank you.
We're just friends.
Look, I'm going to go inside and call Bernie Edwards. He runs a gasoline truck. Maybe he can help us out.
Well, Elmer, what are you going to do?
Just never you mind, Cecil. I know what I'm doing. Watch that hole there and make sure none of them gigantic rats crawl out.
Okay.
Elmer raced to the phone and explained the rat problem to his friend. Soon, a convoy of 10 tanker trucks arrived and began pumping great amounts of gasoline into the rat-filled tunnel.
Well, how's it going, Bernie? You fellas almost finished?
We're on the last tank now, Elmer.
Good.
Say, Elmer, you know it took a lot of tanks to fill up them there tunnels.
Yeah.
They must be all under Biloxi.
They are. One of them goes under Miss Maddox's house, and one went under Cecil Ferris's house. One of them chewed one of his gas lines into.
Well, Elmer, dadgum. Say, Elmer, how are we going to pay for all this?
Well, this ain't no time to talk about financial difficulties there, Bernie. We'll pay for that gasoline somehow, even if we have to take up a collection, I promise you. But right now, I think it's time to torch them rats. All right, fellas. I think that's enough gasoline. Let's put the fire to them.
The men used torches to ignite the river of gasoline flowing throughout the tunnel. Instantly, the sound of screeching rats filled the air. The stench of burning flesh was everywhere. The fire burned for 10 hours before it gradually died down.
Y'all did a real good job, fellers.
Thank you, Elmer.
I think we frickers eat most of them ugly critters.
Yeah.
I think them rats were out for flesh, so I bet you saved a lot of lives.
Well, thank you. Glad to do it, Elmer.
Sure. Glad to do it.
Well, y'all did an excellent job. When the fire cools down, we'll go down in them tunnels and kill what's left of guns. What do you say?
All right. We'll do it.
Elmer, all right.
Elmer, there's a Cadillac pulling up in your driveway.
Oh, that's a shiny thing, ain't it? Huh. Elmer.
Yeah. That's a brand new Cadillac.
Well, dadgum.
Dadgum, it's one of them big city folk.
Well, don't act like you never seen one before, Cecil. Straighten up. Don't act like a hick.
He's got a tie and everything.
Shh. Oh, all right. I'll do the talking. All right.
Excuse me. My name is Dr. Van Zimmer. I'm from Plumco Laboratories.
Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Van Zimmer. I'm Elmer Korn. This here's my friend Cecil Ferris.
Heidi.
Well, sorry we smell like gasoline. We hadn't had time to wash up yet.
Oh, it's quite all right. We understand that you have been having a rat problem here.
Well, we did, sir. That was an understatement. We was knee-deep in the ugly things. But I think we got them under control.
Oh, good. That is excellent. You see, Mr. Korn, unfortunately, Plimco is responsible for the rodents.
Oh, yeah? Well, how?
We at Plimco test the effects of various chemicals on laboratory rats.
Oh.
For instance, cosmetics, bathroom cleansers, etc.
Yeah.
And then for a fee, we send the lab results to various corporations.
Well, what's that got to do with our rat problem?
You see, Plimco purchased a few acres of land here in Biloxi about 5 years ago.
Oh.
We've been using this land to bury dead laboratory rodents.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that was Bernie Edwards' place, wasn't it? He sold that place to pay off the loan he took out on his farm.
That is correct. We believe that over the years, a few rats were buried alive by mistake.
Oh.
We've studied the specimens, and we think the surviving rats mated with moles.
Mated with moles?
Yes, moles are rodent-like creatures that dig under the ground.
Yes, sir, I know what moles are. I ain't as stupid as I look. But you're trying to tell me them things were mole rats?
It's worse than that, I am afraid. The chemicals we used on them have mutated their growth glands.
Oh.
So what you have here are basically giant mutant mole rats.
Jiminy. Giant, you say?
Yes, that is correct.
Just how big do they get?
Well, that is hard to say. We have studied one specimen that weighs over 250 pounds.
Great gobs of mercy, he said. Well, listen, Mr. Van Zimmer, I think we killed off most of them.
Oh, and we are very, very grateful, Mr. Korn. You have saved Plimco from a lot of paperwork. Oh, and the lab will pay for all damages and expenses, too.
Oh, that's a relief, Mr. Van Zimmer. Say, did you hear that, Bernie?
Yeah?
The gasoline's paid for.
All right, Elmer.
And it looks like you're going to get a new house, Cecil.
Well, I'll be dadgum.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Van Zimmer, it takes a big man to admit he's made a mistake.
And it takes a very big company to pay for the mistake, too. Good heavens.
Uh-oh.
What is this?
My goodness, not another tremor.
Does this tremor thing happen often?
Well, the last time this happened, Mr. Van Zimmer, I fell through a hole in the ground.
Elmer, look over there. Look.
What is it, Cecil?
What's that? Elmer, look.
Holy moly, he exclaimed.
Whoa.
Look at the size of that thing crawling out of the ground. That is a big rat. Big as a double-wide trailer.
Oh. Oh. Well, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, Cecil. I'm busy peeing on myself at the moment.
Oh.
Say, Cecil.
Yeah.
Right in the back of my house. There's a junk pile back there. Get me a piece of thin pipe about an inch and a half in diameter. Hurry.
Inch and a half in diameter. Be right back.
Say, Bernie, you got any gasoline left in one of them trucks?
We got about half a tank left.
Oh, good.
Here you go, Elmer.
Thank you, Cecil. Thank you.
What are you going to do, Mr. Korn?
Well, Mr. Van Zimmer, I figure if I can attach this piece of pipe to the end of this gas line, and I could jab it into the side of that rat, we could pump that sucker full of gasoline, like intravenously.
I see. Yes, I think I see what you mean.
Then a spark or something, we could blow that sucker up.
Oh, I
know this sounds crazy, but I'm playing this whole thing by ear, you understand?
Well, it sounds like a very good idea, Mr. Korn.
Thank you.
How are you going to pierce the side of the rat without it eating you first?
Well, it's kind of dangerous, Mr. Van Zimmer, but if someone could distract the rat, I could sneak up on it and shove this thing into the side of it.
Don't look at me, Elmer.
Well, somebody's got to distract it.
Mr. Korn, I am partially responsible for this. I would distract the rat.
Well, that's very admirable and brave, Mr. Van Zimmer, but you're going to have to be careful. You're going to have to keep a good distance away from that thing. Stick your tongue at it, scream at it, get it interested in you, and I'll run up on it as quick as I can and jab that thing into it.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready if you are.
All right, let's go.
All right.
That rat, over here.
Yeah.
Over here, right?
Good.
Hey.
Good, Mr. Van Zimmer.
Hey,
good. The rat sees you. Keep it up. Cecil. Cecil, go into my bedroom closet. I've got some bottle rockets from last New Year's. Bring them here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Mr. Van Zimmer, keep distracting him. I'm fixing to shove this pipe into him.
Hey, look at me.
All right, you foul-smelling rodent.
Look
take
me.
This.
I did it,
Mr. Van Zimmer. I got the pipe into him. Run. Run like hell. Get out of the way.
Wait a minute.
Look out, Mr. Van Zimmer. It's behind you.
Oh,
oh no. Let go of that man. Let go of him, you creature.
Oh, oh no.
It's eating him. Oh, the inhumanity of it. Let's don't waste no more time, fellas. Bernie, start pumping gas into that thing.
Okay!
The fuel truck began pumping 250 gallons of gasoline into the mutant rat as it dined on the remains of Mr. Van Zimmer. When the truck was exhausted of its fuel, the pumps were shut down, and the bloated rodent began crawling sluggishly towards them. Mr. Corn carefully aimed a bottle rocket at the mouth of the creature and lit the fuse.
All right, everybody stand back. This thing is fixing to launch.
Be sure it's aimed at the mouth, Elmer.
Good idea, Cecil. All right, everybody duck. This is liable to be a big bang. Raining guts!
Oh, no! Elmer!
Ow!
Ah. Oh!
Rat innards!
Gross, Elmer!
Disgusting!
Gross!
Yeah! Let's take cover, boys! Oh. Everybody in my house!
Okay!
Later, in the backyard of Miss Maddox's house, a touching memorial was taking place.
We're all gathered here today to pay our final respects to our dearly departed Fluffy the cat.
He was a fine cat, Elmer, just a fine.
Yes, sir. He certainly was, Miss Maddox. A dear kitty. Fluffy, white, and cute as a bug. He'd come up against you and rub and go to sleep in your lap and purr. I'll always remember Fluffy, and I know if there's a heaven for cats, well, he's up there, and he's chasing rats, and this time I'll bet he's winning. And I think while we're at it, we should also mention Dr. Van Zimmer. That fella from that laboratory that helped save Biloxi from a giant rat. He gave his life. I don't know. I didn't know either one of them very well, Fluffy or Dr. Van Zimmer, but I know one thing. I'm never going to forget him. Never.
That was real touching, Elmer. Real touching. That was touching, wasn't it? And now they're rid of their rat problem. If only I could say the same for this creepy place. The morgue is just filled with the little beasts. Fortunately, I've set traps. Oh, there goes one now. It looks like I'll have dessert tonight. Oh, that was a disgusting joke. I'm so sorry. Oh, please don't leave now. I didn't mean to offend you. Well, if you must go, do return, though, won't you? Until then, pleasant dreams.
You've just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, Elmer versus the Mutant Mole Rats. For correspondence, send to M&J Audio Theater, P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas, 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities to actual persons, that includes Mutant Mole Rats, is purely coincidental. Thank you.
production by MJ Audio Theater. Support for this program is provided by this and other National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.